Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, the cattle futures market today finished lower across the board. We had some volatile action, and at one point today it was even lower than where we finished. So a lot of action here. It looks like the April and February, I guess, live cattle, the front month down $1.12 at $121.30. April's $1.47 lower at $120.80. June's $1.27 at $112.30. And then feeder cattle unchanged in March at $140.77. April's were down $47. 143.02. Mid-morning, the market kind of fell apart here before coming back into the close. It was good to see the feeder cattle come back significantly. Live cattle weren't quite as fortunate closing near the lows. It looks like the cash trade this week will be 119 to 120. A little bit higher than last week, but still kind of disappointing. Yesterday we got some 120, and then it looked like maybe a little bit lower today. Box beef at midday was down 79 cents on choice. Select was down 42 cents. The cattle on feed report will be tomorrow after the close. The estimates out for February 1st on feed of 102% last year. Placements 101% in January, and then in the marketed 101% as well. And that report will be tomorrow after the close. And then last but not least, lean hogs in April down 72 at 67.57. When May were down 105 at 75.30.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Express Ranches invite you to their 2020 Spring Bull Sale, March 6, 11:30 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. To be offered, 509 Angus and 51 Hereford bulls. These bulls have genomically enhanced EPDs, have been semen checked, and carry a first season breeding guarantee. To view a sale book, go to expressranches.com or call 405-350-0044 for more information. Attend in person or bid online at superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 6th.
The grain futures market today was generally weak. We had corn down about 2 cents, soybeans down 4.5 to 5, Chicago wheat down 3, Kansas City down 6. The cotton futures anywhere from 20 lower to 20 higher here, but generally weaker today. This morning, we kicked off the annual ag outlook from the USDA. It looks like overall they maybe pulled back prices a little bit on corn, down about 6% to 360 versus last year, $3.60 average estimate for this next year. But wheat, they increased 8% to $4.90. Cotton, they increased 2% to 64 cents. The other part of that would be the acreage and supply and demand tables, which they're expecting to release tomorrow during the Friday morning report. But there's a lot of information. Of course, it's all kind of, they're all estimates and long-term outlook guesses. So that's, of course, subject to change on several factors. The main one being the fact that we haven't even planted any of it yet. So prices can change. Things can change. We had the stock market down 170 currently, but it was down as much as 300 at one point. And it's come back significantly. Crude oil is steady to 50 cents higher currently. And natural gas had a pretty wild range, 10-cent range today, but 4 cents lower at 191.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.